You know, all of us have probably experienced having a disagreement with someone. Well, in most cases, we're able to resolve our differences and continue with our relationship. In other cases, we may make the best of the situation and just move on. However, there may have been disagreements that we've been in that haven't been resolved. And those disagreements, they weigh heavy on our hearts. You know, it doesn't appear to take much to fuel the fires of disagreement these days. Recently, at a Chaska High School board meeting, a fight broke out due to the disagreement of several people attending the meeting. The altercation ended up on the national news. It was really a sad story of the verbal and physical display of anger over disagreements and how deep the divide continues to be a part of our culture, where there isn't a lot of reconciliation. You know, we are a broken nation and we are a broken people. The brokenness that many of us experience, either by observation or participation, can be really hurtful, leaving us feel hopeless. The brokenness affects our relationships with each other and with God. You know, I can't imagine anyone truly enjoying being part of a broken relationship with no reconciliation. And neither can God. In our reading from 2 Corinthians, we are once again reminded that there is a way to mend the brokenness in our relationships. And it's done through reconciliation. And that reconciliation is grounded in God's love. God's love for you and for the other person. God knows that reconciliation brings peace and hope and new life into a world that is deeply divided. Our reading today comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You know, it kind of seems like we've become a society that's been almost resistant to work towards reconciliation. Instead, we've had a tendency to isolate and tolerate. Isolate from those who see things differently than we do, and tolerate the other person's perspective, but with a bitter heart. The lines of division are clear, and the brokenness of relationships have moved us away from reconciliation toward an attitude of divisiveness. I think about how deeply suspicious and even distrustful we can be these days. We aren't really talking to our neighbors like we used to. Well, maybe it's because we see a sign for either a conservative or a liberal politician, one of their candidates in their yard, and we don't agree with that politician or that party, and so we keep our distance. You know, my sister used to walk with one of her neighbors every single morning, never missed a morning. My sister ended up putting up a political sign in her yard. The very next day, her friend didn't show up. She didn't show up for their walk. And when my sister walked over to her friend's house to see what was going on, she saw that her friend had put up a bigger sign from the other political party in her yard. And they actually haven't spoken since. You know, we find ourselves being hesitant to engage in conversations with others, even those we don't know, because we may get into it with them. We may get into it about their views on vaccines, or global warming, or religion, or politics. And what about those we do know? our friends and our families. We may find ourselves being on guard when it comes to certain topics or conversations. So often we don't have honest conversations because we're afraid of what might happen. If we say something that might send someone off, well, we don't want that to happen. But if we say how we really feel, it can really push our loved ones away and create a painful divide. Usually both parties end up hurting. And when it isn't our families and our friends, it's amazing how quickly we can be suspicious of someone because of their skin color, or their religion, or their country of origin, or their gender. You know, it's easy to judge others for their career choice, for their education level, for their sexual orientation, for their political bend. It's no secret that reconciliation isn't easy. In fact, it's hard, and it takes hard work. And that work, well, that starts with you and with me. We can begin by asking ourselves a few really tough questions, digging deep inside and asking ourselves, where have I been culpable for the divides that surround me? What are my biases? You know, we're not all that great at owning our own role in all of this. We want to really blame others. It's going to be all their fault. It can be really hard for us to examine our own biases. And yet, it can become quite awakening when we discover them. So as we begin to work and take an honest look at our own prejudices, we can then ask this question. Do I really know all there is to know about that person, about a group of people based on their religion, their politics, their skin color, their status, their education, their background, their residence, their career? You fill in the blank. Well, of course not. The answer is no. We can't know all there is to know about another person. So how can we judge them? How can we hate them? It really doesn't make sense when you think about it. The heart of all this really isn't about the other person or the other group of people. It's really about you, and it's about me. And it's about how we see ourselves. It's about where our identity is grounded. You see, when we are assured that we are a beloved child of God, that every person in this world is God's child, we begin to see others differently. But we need to start with ourselves. So, have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I love you. You are a beloved child of God. Try it. Here's the thing. If you can't see yourself as God's precious, beloved child, then you aren't able to see another person as God's child. And if we can't see ourselves and others as God's children, then our biases, our judgments, our prejudices will continue without reconciliation and will continue to harbor brokenness. Reconciliation begins with loving ourselves as a child of God. There's no way we can even begin to reconcile with another until we love ourselves. Jesus told us to love our neighbors as ourselves. So loving yourself, well, that might take some work, but it can start by having you see yourself the way God sees you, which is beautiful, wonderful, forgiven, and loved. It can be challenging to believe that you are completely loved because none of us are perfect. Not any of us. We all make mistakes. We've all hurt others. We've all said and done things we wish we never would have. Yet God doesn't hold any of that against us and chooses to love us despite everything. God has chosen you. You are a beloved child of God forever. And that is a deep love of God that is the same for everyone. Imagine if we all saw others the way God sees us, through the eyes of love, not gender, not race, not religion, not politics, but just love. Watch this and see how we can see ourselves and others.
For back to back, will my brokenness find you? Slide through the air and weigh you down too? If we stand eye to eye, will the truth ring true? Will you see me for me and I see you for you? 'Cause the pain in this world presses down like a cloak, a weight that I crumble under that threatens to choke out the fractures of life that give me hope until all I am is a set of broken bones. And these days, darkness covers my eyes until there seems to be nothing but absence of light. And it hangs in the air, this truth we don't say, that the world is hurting and we're all to blame. All to blame, all the same, all subject to hatred and judgment and rage. And I see it so clearly outside of me. Things I can point to, things I can grieve. And it looks like hunger and feels like depression. And it sounds like bombs and hurts like oppression, aggression, regression, lack of freedom for self-expression. And the shadows in me try to box it up clean, organize and label the broken things I see until they're so normalized they don't mean a thing, and I don't realize the brokenness in me. I don't realize it until I feel you breathe. So I'll start with confession and hope that you see me for me in our same basic need. I have broken bones, broken words, and broken hopes. I don't say what I mean, I pray the wrong thing. I have a broken heart and broken dreams on repeat. And I have more blind spots than I'm even aware, and a failure to see love when it's standing right there. I have hurt others and hurt myself more because for some reason I thought all was fair in love and war. And in that moment of confession, my world took a dive. 'Cause we're not back to back, we're standing eye to eye. And quietly you say, I carry it too. Brokenness, it's what we humans do. But I'll love you for you, 'cause I know the truth, you're just like me. Broken, but you. So here we stand on holy ground. 'Cause you gave me love I would have never found without you and confession and forgiveness and grace. And I am transformed in sacred ordinary space. For my brokenness found you, and yours found me right back. And now I know we're united and there's no going back. Your forgiveness reminds me of who I'm meant to be. Eye to eye, I finally see.
And when we see others as the image of God, we'll be more likely to reach out when we see inequity and injustice, when we see entire communities of people being treated unfairly. Whether race, religion, politics, education, income, we'll respond differently when we see them as children of God, equally worthy as ourselves. When we see the other as a child of God, we'll want to do something when we see acts of violence or discrimination. We won't be able to remain silent. Seeing ourselves and all others as created in God's image can bring peace and healing and reconciliation.
When I look into the face of my enemy. I see my brother, I see my brother. When I look into the face of my enemy, I see my brother, I see my brother.
Sometimes we have difficulty seeing other people for who they are, as our brother, as our sister. And the good news of Jesus is that we are one in Christ, each person filled with the Spirit of God who empowers us to see other people with a deeper love and allows us to step into this challenge that Pastor Sandy has shared with us today. And a place to start is with ourselves, reflecting on how our own thoughts and actions may have contributed to a situation or a conflict. What role have you and I played? And then to seek understanding from the other. The best way to do this is by actually talking with them, to understand them. And then to see the other person as a child of God, loved and forgiven, as we all are. And because this is something we can only do by the power of God's Spirit, let's join together in prayer. God, this can be so challenging for us to pause and to examine our responsibility in reconciliation. We oftentimes become defensive and we're not able to consider the other person. So we come to you today because we know you hear us and you understand us. And we thank you. Holy Spirit, reform and reshape our hearts to move beyond our pride and our need to be right. Cultivate a spirit of love for others that moves us to restoration. Jesus, you are at the heart of all forgiveness and love. May we continue to follow your example as the body of Christ for the world. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said together, Amen.